Why?
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Ah, yes. Why we can't have nice things. Those that are not very good at being bad starts us. Have you seen the meth pipe smoking raccoon of Ohio yet?
No. That sounds delightful.
Making the rounds. So, woman gets pulled over for an outstanding warrant there in Akron, Ohio on Monday. 55-year-old Victoria Vidal. And she was also driving on a suspended license, but none of that matters whatsoever on this, okay?
No.
So the officers come up to the vehicle, and the body cam footage. And sure enough, they see a raccoon. And he breaks out a personal piece of paraphernalia that the lady had in the vehicle.
How are we doing today? I'm Officer Brandon, Springfield Township Police Department. Okay. You are suspended with a warrant for your arrest.
I am.
So, hey, come here. The raccoon has a pipe.
Talking to the other officer.
Oh, dear.
Pipe. He's playing with the pipe right now. No, don't reach for it. That's evidence now.
Well, I don't want him to have
it. Well,
that.
That's why I'm going to do it. The raccoon's playing with her pipe. Oh, there's no way. He's trying to smoke it. There's no way.
Oh, my.
All right. Enough fun and games.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the lady obviously booked in all sorts of trouble now. And Chewy the raccoon, by the way, is perfectly fine.
He needs to go to a meeting or something.
Oh, dum, 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 dum.
So you'll need your real ID to board a plane today. And let's not forget some poultry as well. A woman going viral for bringing an entire Whole Foods rotisserie chicken on a flight. For a very simple reason. Well, of course, to make a TikTok, because you can't do anything in life without one of those. And she also needed to get her protein in. Now, TSC let her through, but her fellow passengers apparently weren't entirely thrilled with the do-it-yourself chicken flight.
Well, did she share? That's the issue. Dum, 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 dum. Here we go. You know, if they reopen Alcatraz, we could put some of the most, the toughest hardened criminals there yet again, like old people who feed their neighbors cats. This is actually in Switzerland. 68-year-old woman in Switzerland was in court yesterday, accused of repeatedly feeding Leo, her neighbor's cat, over a 10-month period.
Mm.
The woman lives in the same building as Leo. And she hasn't just been feeding Leo. Leo's coming into the apartment. Leo comes and goes pretty much as he pleases. Kind of a neighborhood cat. Leo's owner, though, not very cool with this, and things escalated. And naturally, one of the biggest issues is that Leo likes his new digs and doesn't want to go back to the original house.
Leo, come on!
Yeah, well, there was a raccoon with a pipe in the other one, so...
So it's tough to find a good man. And Henry Betsy Jr., well, he's not one of them, girls. Henry, however, has a lot of love to give. So he married three women in three different countries. Was promptly arrested last week and is now on the hunt once again. ABC discovered that he's on Bumble. Wants to find a, quote, beautiful woman that understands the ups and downs of life, is trustworthy, and not playing games.
Mm. $50 follow-up on that. Very nice. Let's go to a zoo in the Philippines, which is always a fun way to start a sentence. You can't have nice things. So a man visiting, 29-year-old man visiting a zoo in the Philippines, was attacked late last week by a crocodile after he climbed into the crocodile enclosure.
Mm.
Police say that he thought the crocodile was fake and a prop and wanted to pose for a photo with it, which explained all the very, very, you know, high bars and railings and gates and things in the moat that would prevent you from getting into the crocodile enclosure, which he did. The 29-year-old man survived this, but at least we don't have to ask the question now of, like, you know, one man versus 100 crocodiles. Now we know. We know.
Leaving a pet at home on a trip is never easy, but you can't just bring everyone along. A couple in Colombia not on board with this idea and wound up behind bars as they're accused of bringing six baby monkeys through customs on the way to the Dominican Republic. They're now facing charges of wildlife trafficking and animal cruelty Primarily because they put those six little guys in their pants.
I like that hypothetical a lot less than the 100 men versus the gorilla monkey thing right there. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, let's go to Monroe, North Carolina. Oh my, if you've ever been there. Woman has been recently charged with child abuse for leaving her 4-year-old and 5-month-old. 4-year-old, okay. I thought it said 4-month-old and 5-month-old kids. And so I was like, well. But if you've been to Monroe,
you can
probably pull that off. 4-year-old and 5-month-old, two kids, unattended, left in her car while she went inside and tanned at a Planet Fitness.
Priorities.
Happy Mother's Day.
Aww. All right. Enough fun and games. Dum, 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 dum.